This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Dancing with the Stars professional Karina Smirnoff, who's out with a new book that you're going to love. But first, are you addicted to your smartphone? Here are 6 signs of behavioral addiction. Count how many of these 12 sentences you agree with. The first thing I reach for after waking up in the morning is my cell phone. Does that apply to you? How about this one? I would turn around and go back home on the way to work if I had left my cell phone at home. Do you agree with this statement? I often use my cell phone when I'm bored. Or, I have pretended to take calls to avoid awkward social situations. Number 5, I find myself spending more and more time on my cell phone. Is that true for you? Or number 6, I spend more time than I should on my cell phone. Number 7, I become agitated or irritable when my cell phone is out of sight. Number 8, I've gone into a panic when I thought I lost my cell phone. Number 9, I have argued with my spouse, friends, or family about my cell phone use. Number 10, I use my cell phone while driving my car, which is always a no-no, by the way. Or number 11, I have tried to curb my cell phone use, but the effort didn't last very long. And number 12, I need to reduce my cell phone use, but I'm afraid I can't do it. Well, how many of those statements did you agree with? If it's 8+ agrees, time to consider a trip to rehab. You're completely addicted. 5 to 7 agrees, you're past the tipping point and pretty much a cell phone addict. 3 or 4, you've not yet reached your tipping point but need to think about how much your phone is influencing your life. And 0 to 2 agrees, you're under the average, which means technology probably scares you and you're not addicted to your smartphone. Taylor Swift is now the most certified digital artist in history. After scoring new certifications from RIAA for her singles, Taylor Swift has now become the most certified digital singles artist in history with 77.5 million certified digital units. She's also currently SoundScan's best-selling digital artist with at least 78 million SoundScan reported digital song sales to date. Here's the new standings of RIAA's top 5 digital singles artists. Lil Wayne with 32 million is at number 5. Kanye West, number 4 with 32.5 million. Rihanna with 52 million is number 3. Katy Perry, 72 million at number 2. And as we mentioned, Taylor Swift, 77.5 million. She's number 1. Your home is full of gadgets that spy on you. It's not just the smart TVs. Microsoft's voice-activated Xbox games console can listen into everything around them. And the company says it stores this data and under its privacy policy states that it can share it with affiliates and vendors. Also, an American company called Jawbone sells an electronic wristband called an UP, which monitors how much people exercise and their sleep patterns. And all this data is shared with the company. Comedian Norm MacDonald took to Twitter this week to share a behind-the-scenes account of Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary special. Eddie Murphy was in talks to impersonate Bill Cosby in Celebrity Jeopardy, a skit MacDonald wrote and originally created for the show, but turned down the gig the day before the Sunday telecast. Kenan Thompson eventually played Cosby in the sketch, which also featured Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek, MacDonald as Burt Reynolds, Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery, and Kate McKinnon as Justin Bieber. According to MacDonald, Eddie knew the laughs would bring the house down, but Eddie decided the laughs aren't worth it. He will not kick a man when he's down. And now let's talk to Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars, who's now an author. Hello, Karina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? How's New York?
A little cold and snowy, but, you know, that's wintertime in the Northeast.
No way. It's still snowing.
Well, a little bit today.
You know what? When it gets warm and sunny, we appreciate it that much more.
You know, we were just saying that basically the same thing a moment ago.
See, great minds think alike.
All right. So tell us about this new book. It's all about what?
It's all about dating disasters from the trenches, gone wrong. Something that, you know, you go on a date and in the moment you might think like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. But then when the date is over, you go home and you call your best friend and you start by saying you're not going to believe what happened. And, you know, after years and years and plenty of stories, my best friend and I were like, why not put them in the book and then have our celebrity friends and other friends submit their stories? So at the end of the day, we ended up with a really funny book. We laughed every day when we were writing it. And so far, everyone who has read it has been saying nothing but the best things. So yeah, I'm like, I'm an author now. I feel so important to a degree.
Is it true that you actually dated a guy who misplaced his wallet 3 times in a row?
Yeah, this is not, to be honest, the worst. It was just, you know, I was trying to figure out what was happening with the forgetfulness, if it was a medical condition or something, but then the diagnosis came back as just cheap.
Oh, an official diagnosis, huh?
Yeah. I've learned it from my mom. She's really good at that.
Unbelievable. So he kept, you know, you pick up dinner or movie or whatever you were doing, and he doesn't have his wallet, so he can't pay?
That pretty much, essentially so, yeah. It's after, like, the first time I remember, because we would always go out, and the funny part is that, you know, it wouldn't be just the two of us. A lot of times we would go and meet up with his friends, and he'd be like, oh, I'm buying everyone a drink. And then he'd be like, oh no, wait. And he would look at me, and the first couple of times I'm like, oh, no, don't worry, it's okay. Then the third time around, I was like, hey, is there any way you can forget your wallet when it's just the two of us? You know, rather than like 7. Then after a while, we decided that it was time to venture out into other investments.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I remember when I was dating my now wife, we've been married a long time, and I found out that I had left all my money at home. I had to drive home, run inside my mother and father's house, and I came out with a wad of cash, because in those days, everything I made, I got in cash from the paycheck. And, you know, first she didn't believe me. She thought it was a joke or I was pulling her leg, but I walked out with this pile of cash, and I said, all right, now we can go on our date. So I know it does happen, but not 3 times in a row.
Sweet. That is so sweet. I wouldn't mind doing it. I wouldn't mind driving for an hour if that was the case. But it's the excuses after a while where you're like, all right, are we going to eat another one or are we going to say thank you? I'm kind of full, you know? But it's very sweet. And yes, cash is always good.
So this is a great book for all the single ladies out there, right?
It is. And it's not only the single ladies, because like I was always saying to everyone, you go on dates all the time. I know a lot of married friends of mine that have date nights at least once a week. And, you know, sometimes something always happens, like, you know, maybe a food poisoning or something else happens, or the cab takes them to another place than they anticipated. And we always hear about these stories, but no one ever puts them in a book. And, you know, Valentine's, if you have the significant other, it's nice and you wait for the chocolates and the teddy bear and whatever. But if you're single, it's really a depressing little holiday. Everybody's celebrating love, and then you go into all philosophical, you know. You need to love yourself before you fall in love. But yeah, ultimately, it's the day where you celebrate couples and relationships. And if you're single, it's not really celebratory. So that's why, you know, a lot of times you just talk to your best friend, to your girlfriend, and you laugh it off. And now you can laugh it off while reading crazy stories about other people. That always makes us feel better about ourselves.
Does the fact that you're of Russian heritage have any impact on your dating?
Well, if you ask my exes, they will tell you absolutely. But if you ask me, I say no. But yeah, I mean, Russian women tend to be very strong. And I used to hear it in the past all the time that, oh my gosh, you're such a strong personality. But I always thought that that was a good thing until it would interfere with a relationship.
So, Karina, we can get your book anywhere now?
Well, right now it's out in stores and Barnes & Nobles and Borders, and it's on Amazon. So you can order it in the electronic form or by the paper copy.
Very good. And this is your first foray into publishing, huh?
It is. It was so weird kind of to get like the first copy of the book and like see my name on it. I remember I was calling my mom. I was like, this is really cool. Like, this is pretty incredible. I'm an author.
And when do you get going again for Dancing with the Stars?
Well, Dancing with the Stars is getting ready to do their 20th season, which is crazy. Like, it's been 10 years. The show has been on air for 10 years. And it's promising to be a very exciting season. I won't be a part of it this season. I've been on the show literally for 10 years, and it's been a huge part of my life and an amazing platform. And I love it with everything I have, but I want to see what else is out there, and I want to try to venture out into other things that I've been preparing for the last couple of years. One of them has been, you know, an author and putting a book out. But there are a few other things that I wanted to try out before before I completely hang my shoes up.
Well, Karina Smirnoff, can you give us a hint about what's coming up next for you?
You know, they are coming out in literally a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. And because I am Russian and Greek, I try not to talk about great projects until I sign on a dotted line, get the check, cash it, and spend it. Then I'm like, okay, now it works out.
Great. So you'll have to come back.
Yes, I will, and I would love to.
All right. And what is the name of the book that's out now?
The name of the book is We're Just Not That Into You.
Well, that makes me laugh.
I think it's a great title.
Yeah, We're Just Not That Into You. Well, my book is out, and it's called Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped. So we both have good titles, I think.
I love that title.
Take care, Karina.
Thank you, too, guys.
And with Karina Smirnoff of Dancing with the Stars and her new book, We're Really Not That Into You, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Twice as many Americans will watch the Daytona 500 as the NBA All-Star Game. Unfrosted green infield grass isn't the only Daytona surprise this year. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Weather permitting, bikers along with a majority of car enthusiasts will fill Daytona International Speedway grandstands this Sunday. Go Little League. Barring a last-minute frost, the warm weather infield will be bright green. Free parking for bikers available northwest of the Fourth Corner High Bank. All 3 Bike Week motorcycle events, March 12th through 14th. The Supercross, the Flat Track Doubleheader, and the previously canceled 74th running of the Daytona 200 are scheduled for Daytona Bike Week.
I'll be there.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star goalie helped lift the New York Rangers to the semifinals in 86 and the Carolina Panthers to the finals in 96. His 374 wins makes him the winningest American goalie of all time. So where is John Van Beesbrouck now? Beezer became the head coach and general manager of the minor league Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. However, he resigned after using a racial slur against his player, Trevor Daley. John was part of the radio broadcast team for the 2010 Olympic hockey games, and he was in goal for the 2012 Rangers-Flyers Winter Classic alumni games.
Save made by Van Beesbrouck on Letowski!
Beezer still looks good in blue. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. You can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.